This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Up for another DJV Health Show, are you? Well, that's a good thing because I have Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Another hour of a focus on, for the most part, what everybody else is focused on. Hard for us to get away from COVID. And that's all right because there are lots of different things, lots of new information. Ken, as you know, if you listen with regularity to this program every week, spends a lot of time going through the journals, the medical input that he gets from all the well-known journals, the studies that are revealed, all the work that's being done, what doctors read in order to keep themselves up to date, and passing that information along to you as it's applicable and in a way that you'll understand it, not doctor speak and not, you know what, I'm thinking about, I don't think I've ever seen your signature. I don't think I've ever, you've given me prescriptions, but I don't think I've ever seen your signature. I don't know if you write like every other doctor, or do you write so you can actually read what you write?
Well, if I'm careful, but when I was in first grade, they said, oh, this looks like a future doctor.
Perfect. Well, there you go. All right, so that pretty much says it all. Ken Kronhaus practices at his own clinic down in Central Florida. Lake Cardiology is a wonderful place to go to get all kinds of things done and help with Ken in his bedside manner. I really encourage people who are listening all around the country, if you can't get there, then call the office at 352-735-1400 and set up a telemedicine connection with Ken. You'll be very happy. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed with it. 352-735-1400. And as you listen through the course of this hour, if you are new, I think we have another new station on. I was looking for the callers and I haven't found it yet. The idea of a bedside manner comes to mind because you can tell about somebody's manner just by the way they seem. How does he sound? Does he sound like he cares? And that's the thing with Ken. The only thing that bothers when you have an appointment with him, you'll liable to have to wait a little because he spends lots of time with everybody trying to answer all of their questions. So let me get to, we'll have specific questions for Dr. Ken later in the hour. But right now my questions are about the latest items in the COVID department. And let's start with what AstraZeneca is saying about their new vaccine, which isn't on the market yet, right?
No, well, it hasn't been approved yet in America, but this week, AstraZeneca, who is making it in collaboration with the folks at the University of Oxford, they announced that their vaccine is 76% effective. The nice thing about the AstraZeneca vaccine is that it looks like it's going to be a single shot. It's the old-fashioned technology. It's not at the 95% effectiveness that you see with Pfizer, 94% with Moderna, but traditionally, viral vaccines have been at the 70% level. Polio is at 70%. So 76% is very good. And it's all about herd immunity, getting enough people, 70 to 80% of the population vaccinated. Because remember, viruses need a host that's alive. So if you get rid of the hosts, enough of them, and for COVID-19, you need a human host. So you get rid of 70 to 80% of us human hosts where the vaccine can live, and it can't find a place to survive, and it goes away.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, this would be interesting. I'd like to have a one shot. And this does not affect the RNA or whatever that is, right? That's not how this works.
This works the old-fashioned way, giving fragments of the virus to your immune system, and then the immune system reacts to those, as opposed to Moderna and Pfizer using this brand-new technology where we inject you with a little bit of code that goes out to the cells, and it's like the recipe page in the recipe book, and it tells the body to make actually a protein of the virus, and the body sees this as a foreign body. It's like the kneecap of the virus, and the virus then can't attach to you because when we see the kneecap, our immune system overwhelmingly makes the antibodies specific to the virus's ability to connect onto us, and the virus goes away. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of the vaccine. I'm now about 3-plus weeks out from my second shot. And the only way we're all going to be able to get back to our lives is when 70-80% of us get vaccinated or we get the actual illness. And this week, a milestone. There's now more people in America vaccinated than have actually gotten the disease. The lines crossed at about 26, 27 million. So there's more than 27 million Americans vaccinated. And we now have more people in America vaccinated than have actually gotten the disease.
So where do the numbers come from? Matter of fact, earlier on the DJV morning program, we were talking about 100 million, a third of all Americans. Is that have been exposed to it? What's that number? I thought it sort of sounded like it was...
According to Johns Hopkins, which has the scorecard, the scoreboard, that's the numbers that they have. About 30 million of each.
So we've come close to destroying the economy of our country. We've destroyed the lives of lots of people.
Not in every state. Not in every state.
What do you mean?
We haven't destroyed the economy in every state.
Well, a lot of states have been because of I read into it.
Yeah, some states we are
overreacting.
Not every state.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get to the dosage. And what, again, the AstraZeneca piece, I think, is an important piece because, wait a minute, before we leave that, you said fragments of the COVID are put into your body. How do they make those? Where do those fragments come from? Do they create these in a laboratory? Do they create?
It's traditional viral technology. You know, they grow this in eggs, and that's why it takes, the flu vaccine. That's why it takes these vaccines a while to be made.
How do they keep it from getting out like it did? The Chinese government let it out or put it out, pushed it out in Wuhan.
These are not live. The goal is not to use a live vaccine. Some vaccines are live, but the AstraZeneca vaccine is not a live. It's a fragment. The virus can't live in the fragment of particles that are used to make it. It's not a whole live virus. But some vaccines are, but we're trying to move away from those, understandably.
All right, coming up, the distribution of the doses, how that's taking place, and where you're going to go to get your vaccine if you haven't had the shot yet. We'll have that information for you as we continue on this week's DJV Health Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with an introduction for you to a product called Clear, X-L-E-A-R. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled with an X and not a C. Now, that may or may not be important. It'll be important if you're going to look it up online, because in 60 seconds, I can't tell you the whole story. I can give you highlights. One of the things that people are doing with this, using it once you manage in the morning and at night to clean out your nose with, let's say, the Navage thing, get rid of all of the stuff that's crusted in there. Then during the course of the day, you need something to hydrate your nose. And there are lots of different hydrating products, but only one has xylitol in it. Xylitol is the natural ingredient that's found in a lot of things that we eat, like fruits and vegetables. And this has been something that's been studied for decades. Xylitol works against bacterial colonies. That's why it's in toothpaste these days, too. Breaks up the bacteria and washes it away. So if you're interested in keeping your nose clean and blocking viral adhesion of things like the COVID-2 virus, that's been proven. Remember SARS from a number of years ago? Well, that was taken care of effectively by xylitol and by Clear. So enjoy the freedom, the nasal spray that you can use for your entire family is in this little bottle. It's a non-addictive, non-irritative, and completely natural way. So the children can play outside. You can continue to work. Find out more about it, if you please, by going to Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. You can get the product on over the counter at the drugstore, grocery store, natural food retailer, however, Amazon, eBay. Find it and use it. You'll be very satisfied. You'll be telling other people about using Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Lots of focus on MyPillow these days about how literally it has changed everybody's life who uses these pillows. Your very own MyPillow can be yours by going to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for the premium MyPillow sale to get you involved. Lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, usually $69.98. Now it's $29.98. $40 you save. Kings are only $5 more. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. Comes with a 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, 100% made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using the promo code DJV.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Health Program. So the distribution has come under fire, Ken, because some states aren't getting it, or the government didn't send it, or whatever it is. And I don't know that people understand the system. The government apparently is buying this with our tax dollars and is being distributed to drugstores and to places where you can get people together to get a shot, right? But nobody's getting charged for this.
The problem is that it's varying by state how effectively it's getting into the arms of the American public. Right. And there are a number of states right now who are doing a good job of it, and there are a number of states right now who have the stock but just haven't gotten it into the arms of their citizens.
My state, Massachusetts, is an example of that. It is a mess, and there's no excuse for it. I mean, there really isn't. If there's no leadership, I mean, this is the whole thing. Why is it there's no leadership in my community? People are upset because the numbers are higher here. They're upset because there's no management. And so it becomes
What does your mayor say?
My mayor doesn't say anything. She hides. She has no control. She doesn't know what she's doing. So she doesn't. People in my town are going to other people in my community are going to other towns to get the shot because there's nothing. Yeah, it's ridiculous, Ken.
What does your governor say?
He's not much better, although he's taking a different approach to it than he has. They did a pretty good job of managing things early on. Massachusetts, as you remember, had good stats in terms of controlling the stuff. But now with this stuff, nobody even knows where some of it is. Some of it's been wasted because the freezing for the Pfizer thing hasn't worked, and they've thrown out 300 vials of it here and there.
It's
inexcusable.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. Inexcusable. All right. So then give us a minute on how this stuff is going to be distributed.
First of all, in some states, it's really being distributed well. The local health departments in each community right now have websites where you can sign up, and the hospitals are immunizing their staffs. This is how it's supposed to be working, and in a number of states, it is actually working this way. Mm-hmm. And the news this week is that they're adding the pharmacies to the list. It's just amazing to me that how different it is in different states, how well things are going with all this.
Yeah, it really is. So some people are getting them from their doctor, some people are getting them from the pharmacy, some people are getting them from the health department in their communities. You just have to kind of keep your eyes and ears open. It's too bad that that's the reality because you wonder how many people are going to be affected by not being able to get the dose in a timely manner. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Moving back into DJV Health, Dr. Ken is here. By the way, we have this great podcast every week. It comes with a sort of a summation of some of the high points of our conversations with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. So the DJV Health Show with Ken, the most recent episode, is a focus on the news that those have been, he told you a story about the mild reactions, and he explains that. The long-term effects of COVID, we discussed that, and whether or not proof of vaccination is going to be required. Do you have a card, Ken, by the way, that you were given?
Yes.
Yes. You have it.
Okay. Everybody who gets vaccinated gets a card.
Right. Okay. And we also talk about the rapid saliva test that's going to be available soon, the mutations of the virus. Some of these things change every week. Some of them we go back over, and some of them are new, according to the research that's being done. So if you want to find out about COVID, we also have some info on naps, too. That's kind of cool in this current DJV Health Show download. It's DJV Health Show, the podcast, djvhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so this business about who is getting it. I saw a study of the ages, the age factor here, with the younger people, and maybe this makes sense because they're the ones that are kind of social and partying and stuff. So you want to give us the stats on whether it's, are they getting it or are they just spreading it?
Well, the big news this week is out of the medical journal Science is that actually, it's the younger adults that are fueling the spread of COVID-19. Seems like about two-thirds of people who actually come down with COVID-19 are getting it from the younger folks, the 20, the 30-year-olds. And the most common place where people are getting COVID right now is from home with the contacts that they live with. And I've seen it in my office. There, the employees that I have gotten it. No one's gotten it from work in our office. They've all gotten it from people they live with at home. Mm-hmm. And then now they're not coming to work because they're in isolation. But it seems like that is where currently people are getting COVID. It's from gatherings, from people who they live with.
So this is, as we do this, we're entering into and we're in Super Bowl weekend, and one wonders if this, they describe these sort of occasions as super spreaders.
Yes, it's the home gathering. That's what's doing it.
Right. So the more of that, do you think people will pay attention to the warnings?
Well, they did not over Christmas. They did not over New Year's, and that's why you saw the huge spikes.
Yeah, Thanksgiving too.
And I hope that with the variants out there, I hope that they do over Super Bowl weekend, because this is where people are getting it. They're getting it from gatherings and gatherings in the home. And the gathering can be anywhere, but that's the most current. Again, the couple of people of my employees who have gotten COVID did not get it in the office. No one's got it in the office. They all got it from people who they live with at home, who got it from another source.
Right. So, and that's the situation. Masking up, social distancing. If you're going to have a party, are you going to do that? Or are you going to say, well, I know everybody here and I know they don't have it. So you don't know whether they have it or they don't have it.
Exactly.
Because it may be that the signs are a week off, right?
Well, people are, especially the youth, the 20-year-olds especially, and they're the big spreaders. They're asymptomatic. They're infected. Yeah. They don't even know it. And they spread it.
Arrogant. It's you like to slap some of them around. Does that sound a little? I can wake up. And it's really, yeah. All right, let's pause. I'm getting all worked up about this. I want to talk about the variants. You just mentioned that there are variants and people are talking about that. They want to know the story behind the story, Ken. When it comes to the variants, do we need to be worried about them? Do we need to be prepared for them? Will these vaccines protect us against the strains? We'll find out what Ken says about that from his research as the DJV Health.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Encouraging news about the COVID vaccine. Researchers announced yesterday the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective against the UK variant strain B117. That variant now present in over 30 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's spreading because we're giving it an opportunity to.
The evolution of variants occurs only when you have a certain degree of replication of the virus in the community. And that means spread from person to person. Viruses will not evolve and mutate if you do not give them an open playing field to replicate and replicate in essentially an unbridled fashion.
Hawaii, the latest state to announce a case of the B117 strain. The president's $2 trillion COVID relief bill now a step closer to passage. The House and the Senate yesterday passed a budget resolution that blocks Republicans from filibustering the bill. The vote on the relief bill expected to come next month. This is USA Radio News. The unemployment rate drops, but the new jobs report contains troubling signs. The report released yesterday shows a net gain of almost 50,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate drops to 6.3%. But one economist tells CBS News, don't be fooled.
The unemployment rate went down for the wrong reasons, right? We've got extremely low employment to population ratio. Not as many people are looking for jobs as we would usually see. And it gets to the fact that the sense that they don't think they can get a job in the COVID recession or the COVID environment.
That's Diane Swack, the chief economist for Grant Thornton, one of the world's top accounting agencies. The report shows long-term unemployment, meaning those unemployed for 6 months or more, is almost 40%, close to the record 46% set in 2010. A German woman charged for her role in the Holocaust. The unidentified woman accused of aiding and abetting the murders of over 10,000 people while she worked at a Nazi concentration camp. She'll be tried in juvenile court because she was a minor when she worked at the camp as a stenographer and secretary for the camp commander. This is USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Second half hour now of our visit with Doug. It's like going to the emergency room with the doc. Go to, and you, by the way, you can visit him, whether on, actually in person, online, the telemedicine stuff. I remind people how to get to, because everybody always asks, how do we find this guy? He seems so different and unusual. 352-735-1400 is how you connect with his office to get an appointment set up. 352-735-1400. All right, I mentioned the variants. There are a couple of them anyway. How much should we be concerned? I don't like to use the word worry, but the concerns are, A, are this, are these two strains more difficult, more problematic to manage? Are these vaccines going to work? What do you say to all the people asking those questions?
Okay, well, right now there are three active variants that we need to be concerned about. The one in the United Kingdom, the one that's been described in Brazil, and the one of most concern, the one in South Africa. But this, everyone, the bottom line here, Doug, is that everyone wants to know, when are we going to get back to our lives and have the roaring 20s and enjoy life again? And the bottom line is there's two unknowns. One is how rapidly everyone gets vaccinated, and then how rapidly we get new variants. Because viruses, that's why we get a new flu shot every year, or we're advised a new one, because the viruses will mutate, change. They change. Mm-hmm. And this is goes along with viruses. And the COVID-19 has already had three active variants. And
plus the mutations that have gone along with it as well.
The same words. The variants are from mutations.
Right.
And so right now, the one that's the most common is the one from the United Kingdom. And we think it's a lot more contagious and maybe a little more deadly. But this changes day to day as new research comes out.
So did it come from England, or did somebody get on a plane in South Africa or wherever they were in Africa and bring it to England?
That's a hard question to answer. The highest density has been in England, and then it's moved around, and it's now clearly in America. But this has been the most widespread of the current important variants. The good news is that the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines seem to be very effective against the United Kingdom variant, as well as against the Brazilian variant. which has shown up in Minnesota and a couple of other places. But the variant that we're not yet sure about whether the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are effective against is the so-called South African variant. And Pfizer already is working on a booster just in case the South African variant becomes the dominant source of infection and the current two approved vaccines are not adequately effective. Again, this is good. This is so right now in real time, and we're just accumulating information to understand it, to study it, and my prediction is that it's not going to be an all or nothing thing, that if you got the Pfizer vaccine, you have no effectiveness against the South African variant. It'll probably be that it's just not 95% as good, you know, maybe 60 or 70% as good against the South African variant. But that story is yet to be told. But the great thing about this new mRNA technology for making viruses, unlike the old technology, it goes quick. You can make the vaccine much more quickly. You don't have to grow it in eggs for months and months and months, but you can get it out a lot faster. They've already genetically coded the variant from South Africa. They've already are working on a booster, but it's not yet sure whether it's going to be needed to be given to folks like me who've had, or if you've had Moderna. This is something being watched very carefully. Stay tuned, but as of now, no one's being recommended a booster, but they're getting manufactured just to be ready. And that's the key. The quicker we get to herd immunity, 70 to 80% of all of us either got illness or we got vaccinated, then the virus has no source to live, and it can't make any variants. So what the key is getting us all vaccinated as soon as possible so we get to herd immunity, so there are no variants. So everyone wants to know, again, when are we going to get back to our lives? We'll get back to our lives when enough of us get vaccinated and we get to herd immunity, and then we can't get any more of these variants. And hopefully there won't be any variants before we get to herd immunity where the vaccines are really ineffective, because then we're going to have quick, widespread illness. And that's why it's so important, until we get to herd immunity, that we continue to wear these masks. And my prediction, again, is sometime between July to December when we get to herd immunity and we can get back to our lives. And the sooner we all get vaccinated, that day will be here.
A lot of the health experts like you say that these new vaccines may give us more hope. You know, we're only more than halfway through the winter, 6 weeks away. The vaccine, some say, will give new hope for spring. Sometime in the spring, maybe we'll find parity. But again, what you're saying seems to be echoed by all of the folks that I'm reading. If enough people get the shots. That's why I would not normally get the shot, but I am going to get it, because I think that it's good, probably in the overall sense, and not only protecting me but others. I just think it makes good sense. Frankly, it makes good sense. I want to talk in a moment about this. There's another bit of research finding that people who had the COVID and have had the first dose of the vaccine are developing more antibodies. I know we sort of touched on antibodies a few minutes ago, but let me get to you and that in a matter of moments, plus some other more important news about COVID as we continue on this week's new version, new every week, 52 weeks a year, the DJV Health Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to stay healthy. This is early news from early on when COVID became a problem about a year ago. One of the things that Ken and other doctors said, the people who are most vulnerable are the people who have huge body mass index, who have problems with weight, they have diabetes. So if you are overweight and you really, I mean, it's taking a long time to get to the party, and it's certainly because a lot of things happened last year that made us enjoy those comfort foods even more than we might have, but all the weight gain accelerated by the holidays and things like the Super Bowl parties. Come on, get with the program. The weight loss programs, all of them, the commercial ones, have done much better this year. People in the resolutions really do understand now that it is important to have your body weight where it should be to stay healthy. If you're fat, you're diabetic, you're overweight, you're just a sitting duck for this thing. So do something about it. Take some action. You want to get on one of the regular programs, that's cool. I've advised many people over the past 3.5 years to get on the Calitrin weight loss formula. Don't waste any time. It's all natural, no stimulants, no drugs, no gluten, nothing except a combination of collagen protein and digestive enzymes that are so important to making your body function well, including pushing the weight out, because the collagen brings better cellular structure into your body. So get on the program. You get 45 days. You'll start seeing weight loss then. I just have stayed on it for the years that I've been exposed to it because I find there are a lot of other benefits. It truly will help you keep the weight off. You got to watch what you eat, but exercising and all that stuff. But this is good for a lot of different reasons. Check them all out at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. Use the code DJV on checkout. You don't have to pay for shipping, and there's a special Valentine's Day offer that continues. So you can buy as many of this product as you'd like and get double the amount. Buy 4, get 8 for the same price as 4. Kind of a great deal for everybody in the family to be on this. Help yourself to weight loss, productive weight loss, at toploss.com. Check out with DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated, but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health. So this study, I asked you the question about people who already had COVID, asking about the first dose that they get. Is that enough? What do you think about that? Do they need two shots or just a single shot?
So you're talking about somebody who's already been diagnosed with COVID. What should they do then?
Yes.
Okay.
Get a shot. One shot is enough. That's what some people are saying.
Well,
yes,
If you've already had COVID, you should wait 90 days till you have your vaccine. And then whether you should have a second vaccine after that really needs to be done on a case-by-case basis. There's no clear answer on that. And most likely the recommendation will be to get a second shot. But again, that is on a case-by-case basis. The key is that you're going to wait 90 days before you get vaccinated. What's also hopefully more popular is the therapeutic, not the vaccine, but the treatment where you are actually infused with the antibody. That's what...
How do you get that?
That's what President Trump got.
Very expensive.
Well, they take care of it. You just have to have. You have to talk to your
doctor. So when are you going to be able to get it? If I talk to you and say, how do I get it? What are you going to tell me?
I'm in Florida. You're in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
You have to talk to your local doctors, mm-hmm. and This is being set up in community infusion centers, in emergency rooms. But
so what's it called? Let's get the people to understand. What is
monoclonal antibody. And there's one from Lilly. There's one from Regeneron. And this is what President Trump got and which really turned him around.
Do you take it once you have it, or do you take it as a preventative?
Well, that's an interesting question. There's two uses for it. One is early on. You have to take it within the first 10 days of getting ill, and it's for people with kind of mild to moderate illness, and it doesn't actually cure you, but it dramatically lowers the risk of ultimately needing hospitalization. So if you have more than a mild illness, and if you have some of the risk factors for getting severe COVID-19, you're over 65, obese, diabetic, you have severe, you have history of lung disease, heart disease, an immune deficiency illness, these are the people at high risk for severe COVID-19. So you have more than a mild disease. You want to talk to your doctors about where you can get this injection. It varies, but it's about an hour infusion, and you're injected with antibody. The vaccine is to help your body make antibody, but this is giving you the actual antibody, and this is called, it's just the monoclonal
antibody.
Is it antibody.
Like taking a drip? Is it like the old days when we had chelation? Is that the same kind?
It's an IV infusion. It's usually done in an hour or less, but it has to be done within the first 10 days after onset. And you just talk to, believe me, you talk to your primary care doctor. They're going to know about the availability of the infusion for the monoclonal antibody for treatment for acute illness, and especially good for people who are potentially at high risk of getting severe COVID-19. And this has dramatically decreased the need for hospitalization. And then we're asking about treating asymptomatic people. The cutting edge of using this cutting edge drug, and there are some trials going on right now, and it's looking pretty good. I mentioned earlier in the show that the most common way that people get COVID-19 right now is from household gatherings, exposure from the people you're living with. And so the question is, if somebody in your household gets COVID-19, should everyone else in the house who have been exposed to that person then get this infusion? And it's looking like that is a very effective use of it.
Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health.
Humor and emotions. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughing is contagious, and that's a great thing, because laughter, as the saying goes, is the best medicine. The reason laughter is so good for us is that we are beings built on balance, and too much seriousness or too much stress or too much melancholy or too much of anything without a break for laughter is just too much. Laughter helps us release endorphins, and endorphins literally help us feel better. So if you find that you're taking your life or yourself a little too seriously, step back and make it a priority to laugh. Hey, even just watching someone laugh will do the trick. So if you can, watch videos of others laughing, bloopers, or any other lighthearted reels that can help you take the very important time to laugh. You might just be surprised to know that humor can in fact help all your other emotions as well. For a mix of depth and lighthearted fun, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top
top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with some questions. Some of them have to do with the everyday living that we are experiencing with the overdoses of people who have the problem. I guess I'm trying to connect the dots here, Ken. The question comes on the number of ER visits for people who are overdosing, people who are committing suicide or trying to because are they afraid? If somebody tells you you've got the virus, have we had enough scare tactic in the news media to scare some people who have, you know, frail egos or senses of self so that they want to commit suicide rather than go through all this?
Well, I think we are only at the beginning of understanding all the collateral damage from both the illness and the treatment of COVID-19. And definitely one that's being identified already are the mental illness issues that are being brought on. The suicides, the depression, the anxiety. And what came out this week in JAMA Psychiatry, Journal of the American Medical Association, the psychiatry edition, is that ER visits are up since COVID-19 has been described for drug overdoses and suicide attempts. And, there's just a lot of anxiety and depression out there right now because of this. People wondering, are they ever going to get their lives back? Their lives have been torn apart. They've lost their jobs. They've lost their businesses. This is real stuff. States that have closed up so tightly and not let people have any part of their life. So the mental health people have more work than they can handle right now. And I just ask that people be a little patient, and I think by sometime next July, between July and December, we're going to get back to our lives.
I think the problem is, though, we have a news media that's anti American, in my mind, much of it is all about scaring everybody, ruining, who knows what the gain is other than more listeners or viewers, and then maybe more advertising dollars. But in terms of responsibility, some of these people are just way out to lunch. And as long as we're in this business about cause and effect, I wanted to talk to you about something that Jack Stockwell and I talked about this week as well on another hour of DJV Health. And that's the report that some 400,000 Americans might have been saved if there were more people admitting in your profession, the medical profession, that hydroxychloroquine actually worked, because that's what this study shows, that if more people had been exposed to using it along with the Z-Pak, that thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Americans would not have died, Ken.
I think that's a very sad story. You know, if anybody starts talking about it like me, you know, you're accused of being a wacky person, but there are world-famous immunologists, infectious disease specialists, especially one at the medical school in Marseille that's been advocating this with case-controlled data. And it's just a very sad thing. I mean, I've seen the data where it shows it's effective, but then if you start talking about it, you know, it's like you're a wacky person. And
well, that's because we've been the prejudice here. This is from the American Journal of Medicine that refers to it as the Chinese virus. I mean, I get tired of people. I lost a big account because they said I was a racist because I referred to it as the Chinese virus. Well, what the hell is it? It's not the New Jersey virus, and it isn't the New Zealand virus. It's the Chinese virus, started in a lab in China, pushed by the Chinese government. So what the hell else is it? That's what these people are saying. I'm getting off on my horse here a little bit, but in terms of, and, you know, what is this? After the fact, what good does it do us to know this? But it just shows you the prejudices that come, especially the political prejudices that came as a result of who recognized this early on and who talked about it, and therefore it was discounted. That's, you know, that's kind of where. So how many people are dead because of the political ramifications of people who took shots at using this stuff? Right? I mean, isn't that the bottom line?
Yeah, it's it is sad that it looked like to me that there certainly was a potentially very effective and safe opportunity, and then the science that was used to show whether it was safe or effective was designed not to actually test the question. So
right.
Politics was super shocking.
Yep, sure was. All right, that's the overview. A lot of questions get answered. You can ask your question, too, if you want to send them to me at DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, DJV Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, 59 past the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.